Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to Claim Hunters. I'm here with Amy Cooper, who's the CEO of Rise. And you do some other stuff too, right?
Yep, I'm Vice President of Carrier Practice at Gallagher Bassett.
Okay. And your background, you got into the industry. You've been in for a while. How did you get into claims?
So I was working with a legal tech startup that decided to pivot over into the insurance industry.
Okay.
So showed up at my first insurance conference, which actually happened to be a CLM conference.
Yeah.
And just sat next to someone that ended up being my first client
okay.
in insurance. Ran into him here.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Very cool. And that was the start of that. So helped build the insurance vertical for them.
Okay.
And would have never picked insurance, just fell into it, just happened right. to be a good fit.
Yeah. So Rise is fascinating, right?
Thank you.
I think it's one of the best things out there. It's come along in a long time, right? So many people don't know what it is. Tell us about it.
So Rise is an insurance community that's dedicated to helping early career professionals in their career, build leadership skills, mentorship. And we also help work on attracting new talent to the insurance industry.
Okay.
We have it's almost 7,000 members now.
Wow.
And four different committees. We've got a board, an ambassador program, big mentorship program, a lot of education, networking events, and our big annual leadership summit.
Which is coming up in June.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've been told I need to do that.
You need to
sponsor it and go there and all that
yes.
kind of fun stuff.
Be a mentor in our speed mentoring event.
Yeah. So what is a speed mentoring event?
So it's kind of like speed dating.
Okay.
It's speed mentoring.
Okay.
So imagine you're in a room with all these folks and 50 tables filled with mentors, and every
right.
8 minutes it switches.
Wow.
And there's people running around and they sit at a new table, ask questions
okay.
from senior leaders in our industry.
Wow, that's got to be pretty intense, I would think.
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of people's favorite thing that they do at our event. And a lot of great energy, a lot of good connections come.
So what kind of questions do you answer in 8 minutes?
Well, something like, what's something that's really helped you in your career get to where you are? Or
okay.
maybe I know about you as the mentor, and that's
right.
why I chose to sit at your table. And I want to ask you a question that has to do with my career trajectory.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool because it's, you know, my son's an adjuster, right? So he's right out of college. He went to FAU, came out, didn't know what he wanted to do, and ended up working for a large insurance company as an adjuster. Very different world than when I started. Keeps him busy, no questions. For the first year, I pretty much got questions every day. Dad, I don't understand this. What's liability? What's subrogation? Should I deny this claim? You know, everything under the sun. But I think he's kind of figured it out. But you know, even he, you know, he's been in now for a couple of years, and I think he's got a lot of questions. This sounds like a great organization that like he would want to get involved with. So
absolutely.
Like younger adjusters get involved. And
yeah, I mean, our goal is to really like we target in on that first 10 years in
okay.
the industry, and that's who we mostly want to help. But people don't necessarily age out of our group. Their role
right.
with us just changes.
Yeah.
People start to give back, become mentors, speak,
right.
teach on some of our webinars and some of our events. But yeah, he would be perfect. And membership is free.
Which is nice.
Especially
when
so
you're
you might as well
20 something.
Yeah.
So he lives in the middle of nowhere, right?
Uh-huh.
So Palm Coast, Florida, which is about halfway between Jacksonville and the middle of nowhere.
Being from Florida, I might be the only one who knows that.
Okay. So how do you get involved? I mean, is it all remote or?
Well, there's a lot of remote opportunities. So
okay.
you join our community online. Like I said, it's free to join.
Right.
And then there you go into the online community.
Okay.
And we've got this app essentially that we've
okay.
built as part of Rise that allows you to collaborate. There's different threads depending on what you're interested in.
Right.
The committees meet virtually. We
okay.
have members actually across the whole globe. We have
Wow,
members in
really?
12 different
Oh,
countries.
that's cool.
So you can join some of our global committees, and then you can get involved in the initiatives we're working on.
Okay.
We have innovation, education, DEI, and our student committee. So
Okay.
depending on your interests, you can get involved, you can interact. And that's a
Wow.
cool opportunity for him to meet people in other areas of insurance,
Sure.
other locations that he wouldn't normally just, meet at a local happy hour. He's
Right.
actually getting to engage with people all over the in industry.
So you do work in other countries as well, which I didn't know. That's that, I
Oh.
mean, because I guess they're facing the same challenges we're facing. I
Yeah.
mean,
I think it's just that I kind of consider us a movement now, and it's
yeah.
taken off, and people hear about us and they get excited. So we've had Rise Award winners come in from Singapore, from London, from Ghana. We've had
Okay.
people get involved. So just depending on word of mouth and
Yeah.
it spreads, because insurance is a global industry. I actually think it's a cool thing, and one of the reasons that we promote insurance as a career. You want to have a global career,
Right.
insurance is a great path for
Oh,
that.
absolutely. I mean, a lot of global companies out there. So you mentioned Ghana. So we do all the cargo work in Ghana. So,
Amazing.
yeah. So we befriended a broker over there. Actually, I think I met him at a CLM conference. And he's introduced us to all of the insurance companies, the government insurance companies. So all the ships coming through Ghana, they funnel their claims over to us. So
Wow.
it's rare to have a conversation where we both mention Ghana. So
It is, but insurance.
insurance, yeah,
Yeah.
and it is a global thing. So your annual event, that sounds like a pretty good opportunity. So that's an in-person event.
It's a leadership summit.
Leadership summit, okay.
We host our annual awards. This year is actually the ninth annual
Oh
RISE
wow,
Awards,
okay.
but it is our fourth in-person leadership summit.
Okay.
So the RISE Award, there's a gala, there's a dinner. People love to get dressed up.
Okay.
But really, the main event is the Leadership Summit. So it's
Okay.
two full days of
Okay.
two different tracks. So we have one that's meant for less than 10 years of experience, more focused on personal
Okay.
development. And then we have a management track.
Right.
So we actually bring in all kinds of different people to our
Yeah.
event, different levels in their career. A lot of CEOs are speaking at our event from
Oh,
different
great.
insurance companies. So the content itself is pretty elevated.
Yeah.
And there's pretty much something for everyone, just depending on, pick your track depending on your experience level.
Gotcha. And then you have other events. You have pop-up events.
We do really fun pop-up events. We try to be different. We try to make insurance fun, and that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
So imagine that you get to actually learn something,
Right.
build relationships, all while having fun. So instead of just, an insurance education event, or instead of just a networking happy hour,
Right.
we're building these pop-up events to appeal to the next generation. We're attracting
Right.
people because we're doing fun things, but we're also hosting an education panel, so they're
Yeah.
learning, they're building relationships, and they get to go home and take a nugget home that's oh, I also learned this. I also met this person. But it didn't feel like work.
Right.
It felt like fun. And that's what we want to leave them with.
Which is important. We were just talking, Susan was on previously, and she was talking about the CLM and the mission. And we were talking about, how do you make insurance sexy again? Right. It's like, it's
Yeah.
hard because if you think insurance, it's pretty boring, pretty bland, pretty blah. I mean, there's the sexy part's always kind of been like the underbelly of insurance, the fraud, all that kind of stuff. But, to a kid coming out of college, it's like insurance, really? Like, I mean, I think I said the same thing. I got a company car, that's why I did it,
Yeah.
but they don't do that anymore. So are you going to colleges and talking about insurance?
We are. So we have an ambassador program. We have
Okay.
ambassadors all over the United States. Currently, it's just here in the US.
Right.
But they go on site. They're doing events once a quarter where they're
Oh,
showing up
nice.
and doing iDays. They're doing campus job fairs.
Yeah.
They're going into classrooms and speaking. We're even
Okay.
having some that have offered to do some high schools too. And I
Okay.
think the appeal for the next generation is they want flexibility.
Yep.
They want a really good growth potential in terms of like earnings. And if you think about insurance, there's really no ceiling. There's a
Right.
lot of positions in insurance where you can make what you want to make.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's also about having that ability to be global. So having the global opportunities. And, you know, we talk about all the things, but and the benefits that we know about insurance. But to make it sexy again, I think you have to change the image of what insurance is. And that's what Rise is doing.
Yeah.
So we're putting out an image that says this could be fun. It doesn't have to be boring.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's so important, you know, because to your point, I mean, kids are coming out of school and they do want the flexibility. I mean, it's a much different generation. Like, I think back to like when I started years and years ago, years before you were probably even thought, you know, it was, you know, insurance. I mean, I had a professor that said, don't go into banking and don't go into insurance. That was like literally the advice that he gave me.
Oh my goodness.
And I ended up working for the largest financial insurance company in the world. So go figure that one out. But
don't always take the advice you're given.
Right. But it was very much you come out and you work, it's your job, right? And you work your 60 hours a week and you do it until you're done and your family's secondary. And it's a very different world today because people want flexibility, families first, you know, as it should be. And I think that, you know, the kids today have like a much more like sensible value system when it comes to work-life balance, which, you know, we didn't grow up with it. At least I didn't. Josh probably
quiet
didn't.
Part out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they're probably happier too.
Yeah. I think we're seeing a big focus on that work-life balance, but a lot of the conversations we're having is trying to teach people about work-life balance. Courtney, who is one of our education co-chairs of our committee, she talks about this wheel.
Okay.
And you want to have, you've got family, you've got career, you've got your faith, you've got your health, you've got all these spokes on there.
Right.
And they're not always going to all be equal, but at the end of the day, they equal a whole pie.
Okay.
And you can't ignore one fully.
Right.
So if you're noticing that you've got one falling down, you've got to push it back up and keep your wheel from taking it on a flat.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually great advice.
Yes.
And you probably
take credit. I was like,
you probably have a visual of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, trends wise, I mean, you are like out in the industry dealing with a lot of different companies. What are you seeing like trends wise? What's going on out there?
A lot of different trends. I mean, everything right now that you hear mostly is the buzz around AI, the tools, how that's going to impact jobs, how that's impacting different roles. And I will say that, like they said on stage today, as a reminder that not somebody, you know, AI is not going to take your job, but somebody using it can.
Gotcha.
And so you don't want to fall behind with the times, but you also don't want to, you know, there's security concerns. There's a lot of different things. Figuring out how to use tools and put tools in your tool belt, but recognize that they're still just a tool.
Right.
And that whole AI discussion, we could be here all day. But the other trends that I think we're seeing is in terms of talent, Gen Z, for the most part, they actually want to be in person. They appreciate time in person, but they want it to be meaningful. So don't tell me to come to the office 5 days a week just to be on Zoom calls all day.
Right.
If you want me to come in and we're going to have collaboration, or we're all going to go to lunch as a team, or there's going to be some purpose to it, they're loving that. So I think that's sort of the pendulum's coming back.
Yep.
We just got to make sure it doesn't go too far.
Yeah.
But the return to office is a big trend. And I think companies are still trying to find a sweet spot.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I mean, I think back to like, I learned all of my stuff, like from the people in the office. I mean, they send you to claims school and teach you book stuff that really doesn't apply in the streets of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Right. And you come back and you learn from the people sitting around you. How do you act? How do you talk to lawyers? How do you talk to body shops? You know, you just learn so much about the job from people that have been doing it for a while that I think there's going to be a benefit, you know, to returning to the office. But I do think that your point on, I don't want to be on Zoom calls all day makes a lot of sense, right? I mean, you know, it's value added stuff. I want to be in the office to learn, to know people, to build relationships. Cause at the end of the day, I mean, this is a relationship driven industry. It's like, it's not that big of an industry when you think about it. Like it's, financially, it's huge, like 3% of our GDP. But when you think about like who you know, like the 6 degrees of separation, I mean,
It's like 3 degrees in insurance.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows everybody. And you're like, you know, like my advice to everybody is never burn a bridge. Like you never should burn a bridge anyway, but especially in this industry, because literally everybody knows everybody.
Yeah. There's been a lot of movement and roles in the last few years, but that's starting to slow down.
Yeah.
I think is what we're seeing. And also just consolidation everywhere.
Yeah.
M&A activity, people consolidating just on the broker side, carriers, MGAs, all kinds of stuff going on.
Our own company.
Yeah.
we're multiple companies were M&A'd, you know, and now we're one big company. But so if I want to learn more about Rise, where am I going to go?
You're going to go to riseprofessionals.com.
Okay.
And you can follow us at Rise Professionals on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on Instagram, on
all over the socials, which is great. So getting the word out, you guys are blasting things out. I mean, I see things pop up on LinkedIn. Is it all over the social networks? You push
it? Yeah, we're all over the social networks. If you join our community, you'll get all of the communications. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out. So if you want to stay in the know, definitely subscribe to the newsletter. Yeah.
Okay.
We have a LinkedIn weekly newsletter. That's easy for a lot of people because they're on there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it was great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to doing some work with you. And for anyone who's listening, definitely check out Rise Professionals.
Yeah.
And if you want to be on the podcast, go to subroiq.com and hit the podcast button.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.